Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
There are many television series we hold close to our hearts. We spend years with the characters, invested in the plots, and there is nothing better than when you get to the end of the line and the story ties up in the most perfect way. But sometimes, these beloved stories just cannot manage to stick the landing, or they just don't know when to quit. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we're fangirling over TV shows that didn't end the way we think they should have. Now, this one was something that we have spoken about previously.
Yeah.
And it was also suggested by Samuel Anderson.
Thanks.
Bless
Thanks
him.
For that.
And then Kenane chimed in too.
Great. So this is a topic you guys want to hear.
Yeah, obviously. This is something that you all want to hear about. You just want to hear us rant and rave about shit that we're not happy about. And I'm here for it.
It's what we do.
It's what we do best.
Right. All right. Well, let's get into it.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great one. I can just feel it.
Yeah, because we're not only just talking about TV shows that didn't, you know, that didn't end well in our opinion, but it also TV shows that were like, fuck, is that still going?
Yes.
Or like, why, how did that keep going so long? Why don't they just end it?
Yeah. And you know what? When I was looking, like making a little bit of a list for this, I couldn't believe how many were still going.
Yeah.
Like I thought of it and I was like, holy fuck.
How is that still going?
I remember watching that when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yep.
That kind of shit. That, and you need to know when to quit.
Yeah.
So. Yep. All right.
Okay.
You go first. Who have you got? What have you got?
Okay. Well, I had Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Has that finished?
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So it's on my list as well. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
So I was, and I still am, a massive Supernatural fan.
Yeah. Right?
I loved the show.
Sure.
It needed to stop at season 5.
Thereabouts, yeah.
When Sam defeated Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
I think was the ending to that season.
Would have been great.
Done. You know,
yeah.
Good solid run.
Wonderful.
I think they're up to 10 years now.
Yeah, they are. They are. The last I heard was season 10. I didn't know if they were going to, you know, go on to season 11 or.
I think this is the last one. I think.
Okay.
Although, who knows with this shit?
Who knows?
And
who knows if that ending's actually going to be satisfying?
Well, that's
not.
Right. Like they had such a perfect opportunity with a really good ending.
Yeah.
It would have gone down in the history books. And then they were like, lol, jokes. Some more issues and more issues and more issues and more issues and we just keep dying. Like there's only so many times those brothers can die and be brought back
and be
to life.
Brought back. Stop.
I know. And
it's not
hard.
Days of Our Lives, y'all. Yeah.
It's not The Simpsons where you reset at the next episode. Okay?
Yeah.
I struggle with this one because I do love Supernatural. Like,
yeah.
I think it's a great concept.
Sure.
But yeah, it definitely needs to stop.
It
now.
Needs to end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. One that I looked at and could not still believe was going was Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
Yes.
Still going?
Yes. Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That's a great question. That is a great question. I think it's also possibly on its last season or has recently released its last season. I don't actually follow it anymore.
Okay.
But there were some real gold episodes in the first, you know, couple of seasons.
Wow.
But now I have no idea what's happening. I think Meredith Grey is still in it.
Okay.
I think she is.
I don't know.
Anyway, so yeah, Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
Yeah. See, the shock on your face says it all. It should not still be going.
No.
So,
just put it to an end.
Yeah. You have an option. You know,
yeah.
People live on their lives in the TV universe after you stop, you know,
I have
episodes.
Great respect for TV shows that end.
Yes. And end well.
And end well.
Yeah. So there you go. That's one for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to harp on.
I know what it'll be.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. Okay, great. We know. It is a very big disappointment.
I'm going to pretend the last season doesn't exist.
Yep. Yeah.
Possibly even season 7. I don't know. Things started going downhill.
Yeah.
The highlight of season 7 was getting my bae back.
Mm-hmm.
Kendry, love you.
Yeah. So, and it's just like we said when we introduced this episode, you have invested so much time.
So much.
And energy into it and then it just fucks you over.
And emotion. There's so much emotion attached. Like you you've got heartstrings for these people and their stories.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't end right, it breaks your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you all can laugh and whatnot and be like, ugh. But we are fangirls.
Yeah.
That's what we're about.
Exactly.
This is what it is all about, and it's disappointing when it doesn't end the way you want. That's all I'm going to say about Game of Thrones, because I can't.
Yeah. We just can't.
It very upset me.
I will go with one that also upset me rather than went too long.
Mm-hmm.
True Blood.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch True Blood?
No, not really.
So it's kind of it's a mix of both. There were a lot of episodes and a lot happening.
Mm.
The ending. Are you ever going to watch True Blood? Can I tell you the ending?
Oh, just tell me. I don't care. Spoiler alert for everybody else. Just on this entire episode, spoilers.
Yeah. So yeah. So as if you're still catching up on Grey's Anatomy or Supernatural. Oh,
we didn't reveal anything really. I mean, season 5 of Supernatural, if you haven't seen it by now, it's been out for 5 years. Fucking tough luck.
Exactly.
Anyway, yes, True Blood.
Continuing. True Blood, I read all of the books. I loved that entire series. I watched all of the episodes.
Mm.
It essentially ended with Suki killing Bill.
Ah. Oh,
right?
Right.
Because he asked her to.
Ah. Oh.
And that's how it ends.
Ah. Oh.
And it was just fucked up. Like, I don't know what that whole last season was about, but it was just a mess.
Wow. And you know what? You named, like, the two characters that I actually know.
Yeah. So one of them died.
Bill and Suki.
The only good thing was I knew in real life that those two people were married. Right? So I was like, well, I can accept this kind of, but not really.
Isn't she a fairy?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Love it.
Look, there was a lot of weird shit in that. And they did such a good job of it. Like, you know, I was religiously addicted to it for, I can't even remember how many seasons they were. Maybe 6? I don't know. Don't quote me on it. But like the first 3, I want to say, lol, if there's only 3 seasons, were great.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I just remember watching the last few episodes of whatever the last season is. And I was like, what is, it was just like they were like floundering, like, quick, we must finish.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a very big letdown.
Right.
Yep.
Well, the next one that I had, I haven't finished because I gave up.
Okay.
Once Upon a Time.
Oh, me too.
I gave up.
I had high hopes.
Yeah. It started fine. Mm-hmm. It started great, in fact. So season 1, good. Season 2, good. Season 3, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of like, honestly, by the time season 5 came around, I was like, I can't do this anymore.
And that's how you know it's gone on too long.
It's too convoluted. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, and then I was like, oh, there's Peter Pan and he's actually Rumpelstiltskin's dad and I don't fucking know what the hell was going on. And then,
it's just a lot of effort that, you know.
So much. And then they started bringing in Frozen characters because they really like wanted to cash in on Frozen and stuff like that.
What?
And
I did not see that.
Elsa and Anna were in it.
Get out.
Yeah.
No, that's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
I stopped. Well, I think I only watched the first season and then maybe the second. And then I was like, oh, I just can't invest any more time.
It just got too much.
Yeah.
And there were opportunities there for it to end as well. And it didn't. And I think it has either just ended or it's about to end or something like that. And possibly just ended. Don't quote me on anything here. I don't know because I stopped paying attention.
We never check facts here. That's something you should know. We just talk how we feel.
Yeah. I think that's why people like us.
Maybe. We don't know what it reminds me of?
It reminds me of My Favorite Murder.
Yeah.
Shout out to those girls.
Yeah.
Because they podcast like we do. You know, they just sit there and they wing it and they don't fact check like fucking anything.
Because that's where it's fun.
Yeah. We're just two babes having a chat.
Yeah, with some coffee.
And I've got a candle because.
Set the mood.
Bless.
Yeah. All right. One on my list for not knowing when to quit was Scrubs. Did you watch?
Yeah. Okay. So when they stopped, when they didn't have the people in there anymore.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So when Baby Franco in, like, was
the
in juniors, it.
Baby Franco, when they brought Dave Franco.
Dave Franco, sorry.
Yeah. So when Dave Franco came in, it's just let's not.
And I think, sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I think when a show does that, like when your main characters are gone, that show is no longer, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
That's it. You need to, finish it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of these fall down because I'm looking at the ones on my list and I'm like, yeah, that is the issue that a lot of them have had, except for, Supernatural.
But, yeah.
So, yeah, Scrubs, I love Dave Franco.
Yeah.
The last season, I couldn't watch it.
No, it's another one of those where you just got to pretend that that last season didn't actually exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, yeah, you've actually really opened my eyes to that whole when the main cast is gone, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of them are like that. Like even with Once Upon a Time, you know, there were just too many characters. And then one that was not on my list but it has just popped into my head, Glee.
Yes.
And it still had some core characters in there. My opinion is when Corey Monteith passed away,
yep.
They could have, you know, done that season, the one directly after he passed away and ended it there.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they should have done.
That's what they should have done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would have been a good.
That went on to. I did watch the last episode of Glee because I just wanted to see how it ended. And it ended on a really lovely note.
Mm.
Do you care?
No.
Okay. Well, so Rachel ends up getting a Tony Award.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never watched the last episode, so I'm so glad.
So she gets a Tony Award, you know, like I'm pretty sure Kurt and Blaine are married and Will and Emma have a bunch of kids.
Right. So it's a good close-off.
It's a really lovely close-off and she's standing up on that. So she's actually married. Rachel's actually married to the guy from Vocal Adrenaline, Jesse. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And she's heavily pregnant.
Aww.
So it's really lovely. And so she's standing up and she's thanking Mr. Schuster.
Yeah.
You know.
Mr. Shue,
you know. And it's a beautiful ending. It was really nice ending, but I think that they could have probably just done that flash forward at the end of a different season because too much.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Poor Corey.
Yeah. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That was very sad.
And we're not going to shed any tears over Mark Sailing because.
Yeah. You're fucked, mate. That was fucked.
Fucked.
Let me pick one that didn't stick the landing,
yeah.
Which was Castle. Did you ever watch Castle?
Oh, I did, but I don't think I've seen the ending of it.
So, look, it's been a while since I've watched the ending, but the premise of it is, I guess, they're lying next to each other, the two main characters, Castle yeah. and Kate,
yep. Yep, yep,
lying next to each other, mm-hmm. which, and it pretty much looks as if they're just going to die next to each other. Like, that's the ending. Like, we spent so much time building it up and, like, they finally got together and then, yeah, that's just
they're just going to croak.
Yep.
Oh.
It's kind of, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know. I didn't love it. And I liked Castle. Castle is one of those shows you can just jump into and watch.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Like, you don't need to know
a whole lot. Yeah.
You need to know some. Like, you can't pick it up throughout the episode. But
yeah.
I really enjoyed Castle. It was kind of a similar vein to Bones, which had a great ending.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought anyway, where you could just slot in because it was a different, like, different case different or thing. A different thing that they were solving.
And there was the background stuff going on, but it wasn't, like, essential.
Yeah, that's right. So I was disappointed in that one.
Mm.
So
I was disappointed in the ending of Dexter.
Yeah, look. I still can't come to terms with the fact that he became a lumberjack. Like just
yeah.
Just I don't know why. Why?
Why?
Mm, that's if you finish a series and you're asking why?
Yeah.
It's not done.
No.
It isn't over. It was never over.
It was never over. It's not even raining, Amy. Can't kiss right now. Stop. I'm married.
The sun is out.
The sun is too out.
Yeah, it's fucking hot. Dying. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I've got my aircon on full ball here and we're sitting here still dying. Maybe it's the candle.
Maybe blow it out. That mood is gone.
How dare you produce heat in my home, singular candle.
That is like half done too, it's so like the fire is like in the middle. Anyway, it's like 37 degrees outside.
It's fucking ridiculous. 37 degrees for all you across the pond is like 100 degrees.
Yeah. It's fucked is what it is.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Anyway. So Dexter for you.
Dexter for me.
How did you feel about Lost? I think we've touched on it.
Fuck.
I don't even know how it ended is what I'm at. Like I have no idea
what happened.
Not only did it go on too long, but it also did not stick the landing.
It's both, yes.
It is both.
Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, I still don't understand everything. Like, you know.
They were dreaming.
But, like, I don't understand. They had so many things happen.
No.
It was just fucked.
It was all a dream.
It's fucked. Like, that's.
It was all a dream.
It's ridiculous, is what it is. I, like, that took the world by storm because, you know, it was, there was forums about it, like, ooh, what is it? What's happening in Lost? And when you get to the fucking end of the 1,000th season,
nothing happened.
It's not even real.
Nothing happened.
That has got to be the singular most, like, let down in TV series history. It was just mental.
Yeah. And now people are calling Game of Thrones this generation's Lost.
I still think Lost.
But I still think Lost is worse.
It's
because we're still talking about it is still the benchmark at which we are holding all other endings.
Yeah. I still can't accept, like, obviously,
no.
that is what happened.
No.
You know, and I like Game of Thrones is still currently in that same sense where I'm like, well, look, I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen. But Lost, it took up so much.
How many years ago was it and we're still mad about it?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I'm going to say easy 10 years.
Let's see. Let's get Google out again. I fucking love Googling.
Me too. How did we ever survive without Google? And you know what?
I don't know.
It's interesting when you sit with like people.
2010, 10 years ago.
Yep. Nailed it. When you sit with people of like my parents' generation who didn't use Google to solve every argument or to solve every question, the arguments go on for hours and I'm like, just Google it. We can be done.
Ugh.
Anyway, Lost is just a whole world of nope for me.
Yeah, I agree. Lost, whole world of nope. That was on my list as well, obviously. Okay.
She's preparing herself.
How I Met Your Mother.
I knew you were going to say that and I know we've spoken about this and...
This was one of the ones that made us go, we need to do an episode about TV shows that fucking fucked up.
Yes.
And they fucked up.
I just...
They should have just ended it. The show is called How I Met Your Mother, not How I Married Your Mother and then How She Died and I Got Together with Robin. It's How I Met Your Mother. They could have just ended it on that train platform. I'm Ted. I'm Tracy.
Yellow umbrella.
Fade to black.
Yep.
We're done. And that, kids, is How I Met Your Mother. Perfect. Done. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
I may have taken like one more episode where it just shows, you know, like a compilation of them dating and getting married and having the kids.
Yeah, like a finale.
A finale. You know, a closeout. And like an epilogue.
Yeah, not like I've sat these kids down for 6 years, I think the show ran for, is something ridiculous.
Yeah.
To tell them how I want to marry Aunt Robin.
Like, yeah.
That is not what it's about.
That's the show should have been called Kids, I Want to Marry Aunt Robin.
Yeah. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
I feel like we've sworn. Swear. I feel like we're swearing a lot in this
episode. We are swearing because we're raging, Amy. We're raging about this. And my kids aren't home.
So we can swear all we want.
And just swear and just be like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas I think the last time we recorded at Rachel's house.
Charlie was here.
So we were like, fuck.
No, I was outwardly.
And I think you dropped the C-bomb even.
I did drop the C-bomb and then I was like, Jake's going to get home and Charlie's going to dob me in. He didn't, by the way.
Bless you,
he
Charlie.
Because he was just engrossed in the iPad. He didn't hear a damn thing.
Great. So we could have been saying cunt all we wanted.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to breeze through. I got three honorable mentions.
Okay, go for it.
I've got, and they're all ones that I think should have finished earlier.
Okay.
I've got That 70s Show.
Yes.
Heroes.
Yes.
And The Vampire Diaries.
Great. Don't talk to me about Vampire Diaries. I hate it so much.
I remember when the – like, I'm going to go off on a one. I'll talk about that. I'll just talk about one of them, which is The Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
I watched the entire first season in one night. Like, I was engrossed in it. And I had to go to uni at 8 a.m.
Right.
And I was like, it's 4 a.m., but I need to watch the next episode. That is how hard – I got into that show.
Yeah.
And then it just fucked up.
Fucked.
They're still hanging on to the kids of the main characters now.
Right.
And making TV series about them. That's like, there's not. Two running concurrently, I think.
Why?
I don't understand why. They should have, and I can't even pick when they should have finished it. I just know that it went too long.
Yeah. Myself and my friend Nadine, we were talking about Vampire Diaries quite briefly when she came and visited, and she was saying that it got to a point where she just hated Elena.
Oh, God.
And I said, dude, me too. I wasn't even watching it at that point. Jake was watching it, but every time I had to listen to that fucking, like, previously on the Vampire Diaries. And then it's Elena crying the whole time. She's like, no. And I was like, you turn that shit off.
Yeah, I'm
done.
You
put it on mute. I cannot listen to that bitch whinging one more time. Mm. Sorry for any Elena stans out there. I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it. And I wished that it would have ended before I had to listen to that crap.
Yeah, and I feel like the ending of that whole part wasn't terrible. Like, right. The way that it actually ended was, you know, like, it was fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. It was fine. We could have removed about 100 episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know how many episodes there were. I'm exaggerating.
No, let's just say 100.
And moved that much closer to the start of the show. Like, we could have had the 3 seasons maybe. I don't know how many seasons there are.
This is what I'm saying. I have such respect for TV shows that just know when to end.
Yeah.
Like, even The Good Place recently, it's come to an end. Mad respect for that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
That was a big letdown for me. There you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
any other honorable mentions?
Well, I did have a couple, and it so the first one that I had was The Simpsons.
The Simpsons?
Yeah, I just don't find it funny anymore.
No.
And it's not that, you know, I'm sure maybe the newer generations find it funny, but we've got Disney Plus and mm-hmm. we've been going back watching the old episodes and like
the shitty animation.
Yeah, but they're so funny.
They are.
It's so funny. And then I watch like a newer episode. I'm like, this actually isn't funny.
It's too current. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. And I mean, like there was a lot in those older episodes that were really not PC.
No.
But that's what made The Simpsons The Simpsons. And we're on like friggin' 20-something seasons.
21, I think.
No more.
Oh, God.
I think it's like 24, 25. Jesus. Like there's a lot of seasons of The Simpsons. And I just don't find it funny anymore. But like going back on those early seasons, like 1 through 10, you know, they were funny.
They were.
They were not PC. They were quite offensive, but hilarious.
Yeah, and you can still watch them. Like it's one of those ones talking about earlier where you don't have to know anything.
No.
You can watch any Simpsons episode. So I don't know why they need to make new ones.
Yeah, because you can just go back and keep watching it.
Yeah, like there's no one ever has said, I need another season of Simpsons, because they're watching a season from 10 years ago.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not sitting there on the edge of your seat going, oh, I need to know what happens to Homer next. You just go back and see what happens to Homer at any other time.
Exactly, because it changes the next time the episode airs.
Yeah.
Unless it's one of those, you know, Halloween specials, I think, where they might have had like a 2-part episode or something.
Yeah, but sometimes they did. Anyway. Like, you know, and there are things that carry over, like Maud is still dead.
Yeah, well.
You know, but whatever.
Yeah. Fuck that girl.
And then Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds, yes.
It's another one of those where it's like, well, the cast is so different now that I don't even recognize most of the people that are in it.
No.
And it started off so good. I really did love Criminal Minds when it started out. And you know, I love me some Agent Spencer Reed.
Oh God.
Yeah,
my loins. Out.
Yeah, my loins
my
too.
Loins.
And Morgan, Derek Morgan as well. But like all the girls loved him, but Reed, oh.
He had something about him.
My man.
There you go. You don't have to be fucking chiseled Adonis.
No.
Just be like him. Just
give me a hot nerd.
Yeah. I love a hot nerd.
We've
mentioned
too.
Hot nerds a lot recently.
Well, you know, are we not married to hot nerds?
Well, this is true.
Mm.
This is true. Okay. Mm. Oof. That was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel good though.
Yeah. I feel like I've got a lot off my chest.
Got so much off my chest.
Mm. This is a good outlet.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, guys. Tell us if you had any shows that you just think were done and dusted.
Rant to us. We'll join in. We'll be your cheer squad.
Yes.
It'll be Rachel and Amy going, yeah, fucking hate that.
Just chiming in.
Even if we don't,
yeah,
we'll just say that we hated it for your sake.
Always got your back.
Always got your back.
That's us.
Yeah.
All right. That is it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.